From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Recording at the TGO Media World Headquarters, this is TGO Radio, produced by the illustrious Doug Reacharound, starring Jeff Durant.
You.
And surrounded by foreigners, it's Brian Wise. Thank you for joining us on Thursday, April 6th.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. How are we doing, Daddy-O?
We're doing all right. We're doing okay. How you doing, man?
Since we recorded last, Jeff and I went with my brother and his wife to see John Wick on opening weekend. And then you guys went back last weekend,
right?
We went
back last weekend to watch it.
How did Trixie like it?
She liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
It's the tits.
It really is. Great fucking movie, man.
I can't, and I'm not trying to make a thing out of it, and I'm not trying to be, but I think I'm entering a depression of sorts.
Yeah?
Because I did not. I was going to go see John Wick last week, and I just couldn't.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you had a bad week last week, champ.
I don't know what's going on. Well, I got a bad week this week, too.
You know, I was kind of in that for a while, but I think I finally just this past weekend came out of it, finally.
Check local listings. It was 70.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
That's
and it's supposed to be close to that again this weekend, so.
80s next week. Check out the listings.
I mean, it's going to be a nice Sunday so I can get to church and everything and praise our Lord and Savior for his resurrection.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Exactly.
So I just had trouble getting out of bed. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah. Something got you down here around the house?
It's work mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and if it's not three things, it's four. Although I do have one piece of good news, which is that a few episodes back, I talked about how I was able to, after some finagling over a prolonged period of time, happened to buy nudes from a girl.
Yes.
For the first time
right.
ever. A girl that I knew or know. And I did happen to say to her in passing at one point, by the way, if girl X or girl Y would be interested in selling some nudes to me, pass on my phone number. I did on Wednesday afternoon.
Purchase some more from a different?
I received a piece of good news.
Uh-oh.
So that may be in the offering for sometime soon. Yeah. So.
Right on. Yeah. God damn, you player.
No. There's no plan. I'm just trying to, you know.
He's trying to what?
See him nude.
Get into the old
fucking
man
homo?
Cretin Hall of Fame.
It's the girls you're not supposed to see.
Right.
That's
what's exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's why motherfuckers are still peeping in people's windows.
Exactly.
Because you're not supposed to see that.
Yep.
The exciting thing is that you're able to now. That's why nude celebrities are always so interesting, and like you're just not supposed to see it.
Right.
And so, yeah. So hopefully next week I'll be able to make a purchase of several new pictures that I can take a look at.
What is that fucking noise?
Oh, from the next door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Boy,
that new fucking Mexican station down the hall?
That's just so much fucking hateable stuff going on. I don't even know where to start. I have new neighbors looking at the house from the street to the right of me. And, couple of two or three kids.
Oh, good.
Only the one woman, as far as I can tell.
Oh, well, yeah. Right, you don't have room for all three of those dads there. It's a small house. You can't have her and the three kids and the three dads.
I think one of the dads was over yesterday. Probably had a terrible
knocking
piece
one
of pussy. Yeah.
Look, at just one a piece of ass.
And they moved in last weekend.
Yeah.
And immediately a dog barking half the night. Right out of the chute. Day one.
Of course. Actually, are renters or are they squatters by any chance?
Yeah. Well, so night one, the dog is barking half the night. It's a weekend. It sucks, but I don't think of it that much. So finally, the other day, I text the neighbor on the other side of me is a cop.
Okay.
So I text him and I go, "What are we going to do about this dog?" He goes, "You got one at the new neighbors?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I think the ordinance is 10 p.m. So like after 10, you can, you know, call and have a car sent over." And I said, "Well, it's nothing a large bowl of antifreeze wouldn't fix." But thankfully, since then, even though the dog is barking right now, thankfully we don't have haven't had a shit ton of it. Hasn't affected my sleep or anything like that.
Well, that's good.
Now, the kids traipsing across my fucking grass, however.
Easy, Gramps.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Fucking Gran Torino, this shit.
It was only in my 51st year that it bugged me, you know. Get off my lawn. God, I hope you guys at home can hear that. Holy fucking dog shit.
Get up. Get off my lawn.
Listen, old man, you don't want to fuck with me.
Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Are you fucking crazy? Go back in the house.
Yeah, I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house and I sleep like a baby. You can count on that. We used to stack fucks like you 5 feet high in Korea. Use you for sandbags.
Okay.
We used to stack fucks like you 5 feet high.
It's crazy.
I always consider Gran Torino to be the last Dirty Harry movie. Hey, Kennedy, you drunken Irish goon? How the hell are you?
Drunken Irish goon.
Off my lawn.
You drunken Irish goon.
Hey, Kennedy, you drunken Irish goon? How the hell are you? Calls the one kid Zipperhead. And calls him black guy
spooks. Ooh.
Hey, Kennedy, you drunken Irish goon? How the hell are you?
How the hell are you?
That was me yesterday. The kids traipsing across my lawn. Teach your kids not to run on other people's grass, I guess is what I want to tell them.
Yeah, nobody teaches their kids to be respectful anymore.
All right, tell me, Grandpa. Tell me how old I am now. I mean, you're not wrong, but...
No. I got the right to do everything. It's my right. I got back to the gym this week.
If you hit, by the way, if the show suddenly disappears and you don't hear the show anymore, it's because I firebombed their house. I Molotov cocktail through the window, you know, fucking Kristallnacht style and fucking. Speaking of that, Jeff sent me a video yesterday. What the fuck was it? So it was a, and I'll pull it up right now because I don't want to be wrong about it, but it was, well, I'm looking this up. Tell me about your going back to the gym. Tell me.
Oh, no, I'm at the stage now where I'm tired of being fat again.
Yeah?
So.
Uh-huh.
Finally, at 52 years old, realize that I can't eat like a 12-year-old because
but we've been
I've been eating like a 12-year-old since I was 3, and
you can find,
this is where it's gotten me.
You can find 15-year-old episodes of this podcast where we talk about
I know.
That. So this is not a new revelation.
No, it's not. It's not, but
well.
I think my body is really finally telling me, look, fat ass, I can't take it anymore. Quit shoving fucking Twinkies in your face. I said, I can't eat shit like that anymore. It's fucking killing me.
You can't eat it anymore. You don't have the budget for it. There's not enough money to eat
got,
anymore.
I got Twinkie money. Fuck you.
Fucking Twinkies are expensive. God damn.
I got Twinkie money.
No, wait a minute. Jeff Durant's got Twinkie money.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got Twink money.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
We've all got that.
Yeah.
$20 at bus stop.
Right.
There's a hole between two stalls. You fucking tap your foot
knock
on the other
three times on the ceiling, baby.
Fucking tap your foot on the other end of the stall, Senator. You know, trying to get some
right.
attention.
Yep. How much for a handy?
Handy? If I'm paying, I'm getting.
You're getting blown,
getting
aren't you?
Yeah, something's getting wet. If I'm paying.
Yeah.
I go back and forth on whether I should consider paying for pussy. I've never paid for
You've
pussy.
Never done that before.
No. No, in the sense that we've
I think
all,
I'd be disappointed.
We've all paid for pussy.
Well, yeah.
Okay. We pretend we care what you're talking about. You know, we've all paid for it. But I'm saying the exchange of cash for pussy, I've never done.
Yeah.
I kind of need the girl to like me a little bit.
Yeah.
But as I get older and fatter, Leon's getting larger. As I get older, I'm starting to consider that part of the appeal of paying for pussy might be that forcing her to tolerate my size, my fatness. You know?
Okay.
You
yeah.
need to do this horrible thing.
Because I just paid
for
you.
For this $200. Now maybe you'll consider going back to school.
Get an education, sweetie.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. Or, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Is this what you
want to
be?
How do I look in these Speedos?
Is this what you want to be stuck with for your life? And I'm not going to come fast either. I'm going to jerk off before you get to the house. I'm going to be forever in that pussy. Taking my time. I'm going to be on vacation.
You're getting your money's worth.
You're fucking
yeah.
right I
God
am.
God damn. What does $200 get you?
Jeff, I don't even.
Do you have to negotiate all that beforehand? Like, okay, I'm paying you $200 and I expect, you know, a blowjob.
I don't. I have to tell you, honestly, I do not have a long knowledge of the
yeah
of the whore.
I wonder
industry.
If they've got like a list, like can you, you know, like a la carte list or something. You just put a package together for yourself.
I think they call it a half and half where you get blown.
Like an Arnold Palmer?
Where you get blown.
Yeah.
And then fuck your load out. I think they call it a half and half.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I'm not even being funny. I don't know, you know, no pun intended, the ins and outs of the whore industry.
The whoa.
The whoas.
The ins and outs of the
It was 3 or 4 years ago, the first time I saw a girl and I thought I would pay her.
Oh, yeah?
It was 3 or 4 years. I was in the drive-thru line at McDonald's by my house.
Wow.
And there was a little redhead girl.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah, I remember you talking about this. Yeah,
she had.
That she'd have paid to fucking go on.
She was the first girl I ever looked at and went, I would give her, you know, whatever amount, you know, like, yeah.
Fax me your price list.
Yeah.
Man. She looks you up and down a little bit and goes, "You're gonna be extra, sweetheart."
Yeah. Well. You're not lying about that either.
Go back to school.
It's time to reconsider your life choices.
It's time you went back and lived in mom and dad's basement for a while and got your shit together.
After I get this nut. I want you to go take a good hot shower, curled up in a ball, and think about your choices. I almost said... Fucking,
shut the fuck up.
These fucking mongrel kids next door. Shut up! These fucking mongrel kids next door. I wait for some angry parent to come over and knock on my door. Be like, what's up, halftime? Or, oh, goddamn.
What? Huh? What? Huh? What?
I was gonna say.
Say that again, Senator.
Say, what's up, part-time dad?
Are you dad number 1, 2, or 3?
Well, it depends on how many kids there are. If there are 3 kids, there's 2 dads. This is a guess, but it's based on what I've seen.
Okay.
But if it's 2 kids, it's 2 dads.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it could be 1 dad and he served in the military and was, you know, killed in action or something, and then we can really feel bad about ourselves. I'm sorry, feel worse about ourselves.
If I had a wife who looked like this woman, I'd fake my death in the military. I'd fucking Don Draper it like in fucking Mad Men Season 1. I'd fucking think, grab some dead man's fucking dog tags.
Purposefully seek out an IUD. Hey, what you got there, Habib? Huh? You gonna plant that? Hang on a second. Let me see that.
You're gonna plant that. Yeah. And the work situation is not great right now, so that's another thing that's got me a little off my feed.
Puts me off my feed. Yeah, work always sucks.
Yeah, I think it's time, though. I think it's time to...
seek new arrangements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a year.
I know it.
You want to buy this place?
Yeah, well.
So?
Yeah, well. I can wait 6 more months or whatever. Yeah, it's time. I spent an hour looking the other night, and luckily for my boss, I'm fucking unemployable. Nobody's trying to hire my fat ass. Plus,
over 50, I have no marketable skills.
Correct. How I'm doing well, how I have disposable cash for any damn thing is a miracle. Tell me capitalism's no good. I'm thriving, and I'm a disaster.
Been to the casino?
Every payday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every payday, I take $300 and I go over there.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Last week, I was there for 4.5 hours, and I came out plus 17 cents.
There you go.
On a Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Now, at one point, I was plus 300. That's the part of the story I don't tell people.
Fucking walk away, man.
Nah, having too much
fun. You can't, can you?
Having too much fun, yeah, to walk away, man.
Because your mind's going, you know, if I get back down to 3, then I haven't lost anything.
Exactly.
And then that happens, you're like, why didn't I stop 2 hours ago?
Nope, I got to tell you, I don't.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Because you're not going there to fucking strike it rich.
I came with 3.
You're going there to have fun.
I left with 3. And my monkey brain, I need to see flashing lights and fucking, I need to see what the bonus thing looks like. And
God damn, get a fucking slot machine app on your phone.
No.
It's not the same.
Oh, I tried that on a tablet, but they want you to pay after a while.
Right.
And I went, I'm not doing that. So I'll go over there and pay. The hell with that.
Exactly.
I've spent so much money over there. I think I've said this on a previous show, but I spent so much money over there. Like, they'll offer you free hotel rooms, mm-hmm. but Monday through Friday, you know, they don't give you the weekend free ones.
Right.
I got an email the other day offered me Friday and Saturday.
Ooh, big fucking spender.
Yeah.
They know who you are.
Yeah, they do.
They know you.
Tell me capitalism's no good. I have zero marketable skills. And I make enough money to do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Man, John Wick was good, man. Holy shit. Man, was that good.
I was telling somebody about it today. I'd asked somebody at work if they'd seen it, and they'd gone and seen it. So we're talking about scenes, and I love it there. And this happened a couple different times, but at the end, when John finally got to the duel,
yeah.
and he's taking his coat and shit off, and you can hear the fucking slugs and shit in the ground, yeah. casings and stuff. Yeah. That was fucking, that's a nice touch.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch.
That was a good time. I enjoyed that. But that last 45 minutes or whatever it is in Paris is among
this dude,
some of the greatest yeah. action sequences. I mean, I was super impressed.
This dude I was talking to at work said the same thing I did, that whole overhead scene. Oh. At the old house was, yeah, that was the neatest thing I'd ever seen.
We rant and raved about it at work, yeah. too. Just ranted and raved.
It was, yeah.
Oh, it's the
fucking
best.
Neat.
Ugh.
You know, something else, and I'm not a gun guy. I don't mind guns. I've shot guns. I don't really give a fuck.
They're fun, aren't they?
They are.
Oh, God,
but what,
fun.
What's really cool is the fact that they don't just shoot. He fucking puts a new clip in and unloads one. And I even noticed, and I think I've seen him do this in other movies, but he did it in this one too. He had a clip in his hand and he pushed his thumb down on the bullets, like to gauge the tension, see how many were left in there. Yeah. You know, that's like, that's fucking, you know, I think that's what makes those movies so fun is that they're not just mindless violence. You know, there's thought to the violence.
They could make 9 more of those. I don't give a damn. I'm good. They can make as many as they want, man. I am in. They get John Wick in a wheelchair. I don't give a fuck. I'm good.
Trixie and I were watching this, and he got to the, what's the name of the hotel?
Oh, the Continental.
He got to the Osaka Continental, and old boy comes strolling up, and I said, the Japanese Jeff Goldblum, and Trixie looks at me. She's like, "What?" I'm like, "Never mind." God, dude, you said that. It was in my brain, and I couldn't get it out fast enough. God damn, I was thinking the exact same thing because it was.
Yeah, if you've not seen John Wick 4, where they first get you into the Osaka Continental, the guy that owns the place or that runs the place is the manager. Looks like the Asian Jeff Goldblum. So we're sitting in the theater. It's Jeff, me, my brother, and his wife. And I saw it right away. And I turned to Jeff and I go, "It's the Japanese Jeff Goldblum." That's exactly what he fucking looks like.
Exactly. Yep. And I couldn't get it out of my mouth fast enough. Fuck you.
Apartments.jp. Man, is that a fun movie? That's just
yeah, it really
blast.
Is. I like the big German guy with the gold teeth that he has to fucking kill to get back in the family.
Oh yeah.
That was a neat fucking scene too, man. That was cool. What was it? After he killed him and grabbed the tooth and everybody's running out of the thing, I look over at you and I said, "Oh, now they're all leaving."
Now that was the big meme opening weekend was people, you know, posting clips of people dancing poorly and they're like me dancing while John Wick kills everyone around me and stuff like that. That was the big meme that weekend.
Yeah.
So I'll go again this weekend. I'm going to need that this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you can't beat them prices, man, up there either.
Oh,
Jesus
sure
Christ. I don't know why. I got so used to the other one and it's fancy fucking chairs and shit, man. That one's just as nice. We sat in the exact same, I thought we sat in the exact same fucking space, but I fucked up and got I got a seat one over, so I had to sit in that low fucking handicap. Oh. Fucking retards. I kept looking up at Trick going, movie over? Movie over? Oh. I'm a hot dog.
Well, you can listen to this show and hear Jeff go, I don't want to go to that theater. Fuck that. And then the next weekend, Jeff goes, hey, I got tickets in that theater. Do you want to go? And my son never got back to me, so I didn't go.
That's all right.
This weekend, I'll go. Is there anything else out this weekend?
What's that?
Is there anything else out this weekend?
Fuck, I don't know. I've decided that this is the break in the weather around here that I've been waiting for, so it's time to start finishing the move from one house to the other and clean out the one we're in.
I got to get up on the roof and get some shingles.
Don't fucking do it, champ. It ain't that bad. Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking swan dive into the asphalt.
Swan dive. Head P.E.
Head P.E.
was the band that did Swan Dive.
And that was what? Head Planet Earth, right? That's what that stood for?
Uh-oh. Here comes a... Oh, that's the neighbor across the street. Oh, is that what it stood for? I had no idea.
You got a rogue kid running through the fucking yard?
I think it's the neighbor. Let's see, what's out? Super Mario Brothers is out this week. Guy at work took his kids, spoke highly of it. Had a
blast.
Let's see. Air.
Who?
Air.
Air.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. John Wick Chapter 4. His Only Son. Ugh. Scream 6, Creed 3, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, 65, some Spanish movie. I got enough of that next door.
Yeah, no shit. You got that 24/7.
Jesus Revolution.
Yeah, fuck these Jesus freak motherfuckers.
And, dude, that movie did really well.
What? Jesus Revolution?
Yep. Yeah.
God.
Because it
when is this shit going to die out?
It's not, dude. Like, those movies come out. And you never see ads for them, so you don't know that they're out. But they come out, they do 10, 15 million opening weekend. They do really well. There's also anime movies that come out now. And those we don't know about because it's not our scene. And those also do really well.
I don't give a fuck about anime. I just hate religion.
I'm just telling you. There's a lot going on we don't know about, man. There's a subculture for every damn thing. Speaking of which, Jeff sent me a link yesterday to a show called Heil, Honey, I'm Home.
Damn right.
Which is, if you've not seen it, I'll link to it in the show notes. But it's a sitcom from 1990. It's a British sitcom from 1990.
One episode.
I guess they filmed 8. But one was aired. It was canceled immediately. And the conceit is... Hitler and Eva Braun have an apartment in Germany in the late 30s, before the war started.
Oh.
And it's like I Love Lucy. It's got a bad laugh track. And the boss is coming to dinner, except the boss is Neville Chamberlain.
Nosy Jews.
Buddy, when I tell you this show... And Jeff goes, I watched the first minute. I couldn't take my eyes off of this train wreck. When I tell you, this show was fucking bananas.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube, so I'll link to it in the show notes. But man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I found that. I by very much happenstance, stumbled upon a reference to it on my Facebook.
It's laugh-free, by the way. There's no laughs in it anywhere.
Yeah. You said he's got a Jersey accent.
Yeah! It's fucking... I'll find it.
Play a clip.
Yeah. Hang on.
You must be real mad at me, honey. I'm a very, very bad Hitler. Come here, babe.
Don't touch me. You've been late for your dinner every night this week.
Ava, babe, please.
Ava, babe.
You're a busy man. I can't just walk off the job at 5 o'clock.
On Monday, you had to meet with Goebbels. On Tuesday, von Ribbentrop. On Wednesday, Klaus Katzenjammer. Who's Klaus Katzenjammer?
He's my tailor. You should see the tux, honey.
You see, everyone's more important than Ava. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Schickelgruber. You may be big stuff in Germany, but I knew you when you were just a house painter.
Boy, this is going to be some night.
Fucking uh-oh. Buddy. It's fucking terrible. Like he's cheesing to the camera and like, oh, you. And like, it is crazy, this fucking man.
I think that's about as far as I got right there.
It is laugh free. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Speaking of fucking Zyklon B. Oh, yeah. Boy, that had a nice full body to it. Whew. Guaranteed that's going to fucking smell. Ooh. Rancid.
Is it bad?
Nah, just wait a minute.
No, kiss my ass, you fucking toxic bitch.
That's gross. Oh, god damn it. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's out.
That sounded like it had a wet head. Ooh. Heil, honey, I'm all... Holy shit.
What a great fucking idea for a show, man.
I'm telling you, it's meritless, this fucking show. But I say watch the whole thing.
So how does something like that get the green light, get a pilot and 7 other episodes filmed, and then the cord yanked on it? What? Did somebody finally step in and go, what the fuck are we doing?
No. The question is, they get the first, and they go, oh, this was a bad idea, wasn't it? Was this a bad idea? Patterned after I Love, this is the Wikipedia page. Patterned after I Love Lucy, the actors have New York accents. Amy and Rosa Goldenstein are the neighbors. Rosa Goldenstein. Goldenstein, god damn it. Hitler and Braun had little in common with their historical counterparts, acting more like his stocks. Yeah, I don't understand how it gets made, though. I don't.
Yeah. How it ever got past the pitch.
Commissioned by the satellite television channel Galaxy, part of British Satellite Broadcasting, which later became B Sky B, was shown at 9:30 on a Sunday. The program proved controversial. What?
No.
Secretary of the General Board of Deputies of British Jews describing the pilot as, quote, in very bad taste, adding that we are against any trivialization of the Second World War, Hitler, or the Holocaust, and this certainly trivializes those things, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it gets, like, hey, I got an idea, you know.
How it got past the pitch.
What can you possibly say for someone to go, write that guy a check? And it's not 1975.
No, it's 90.
It's not Hogan's Heroes days. It's 1990.
Yep. Are they having fucking dog fights over there or something now?
Not for long. Not. One bowl of antifreeze fixes all my problems. But, you know, what are you going to do, right?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to fucking do? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. You'll make calls and file complaints and everything, and not a fucking thing will ever get done about it.
Right. That's why Molotov cocktail.
Yep.
At 3 a.m. through the front window.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you guys go, man, this is the TGO, like, for the last couple of years, they've been doing a show, like, every week. Like, they're really getting these shows knocked out.
And then, all of a sudden,
the show's not there anymore. It's because I've been convicted of a hate crime.
Local podcaster. Local oaf.
It does sound like Michael Vick's back there ragging the lawn down too, doesn't it? I don't know if you guys at home can hear that.
Fucking but. Slapping 20s down on the fucking fence. Yeah. Come on, Fluffy. Go for the neck. Be like Mr. Nobody's dog in that fucking movie. Oh, how about when he pulled his hand out from that knife? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's brutal.
When they were in Osaka, they're having that fight outside the Continental. And the arrow goes through the one guy's knee.
Yes,
and he sticks to the wall, and then he shoots him in the head. God damn it, man!
Yeah, fucking awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
What a fun movie.
Four movies though. Nobody ever got a lucky shot in on Wick. Took him out. Come on, man.
He's John Wick.
Ah, it's okay. All right.
He's the boogeyman. You're not gonna shoot the boogeyman.
That's true. Trixie got so mad at me. Movie gets over, and I said, there's a scene at the end. Oh, okay. We sat there. You know, the credits roll forever. Forever. And that scene showed up at the end, and it's like, what, 10 seconds long? And she looks at me and she goes, that's it. I'm like, come on, let's go.
I bet you're used to hearing her say that.
I look at her, I go, hot dog?
I bet you're used to her saying that to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
That's it?
That's it?
Done yet, thumb dick? She was mad.
Was she mad? It's a cool, scene, but you don't.
It is, but she wouldn't have given a fuck. I could have very easily told her on the walk out to the car.
Yeah, but that's not funny. That's not as funny as making her sit through
exactly
10 minutes of credits to watch that 15-second scene. That's a lot funnier.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, part of the fun of being in a relationship is torturing your loved
one. Of course.
They don't understand.
Can't torture the ones you love. Who can you torture?
Exactly.
Adolf Hitler.
Sincerely.
Adolf Hitler. He loved the Jews.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, it's quiet. Oh, well, there it goes. Round two.
What kind of upbringing do you have to have? What kind of a garbage human do you have to have, like Michael Vick, to be involved in dogfights? I mean, you're a deficit to humanity.
Yes. Completely.
Cockfighting is the same thing. Well, in their culture.
Oh, you mean with chickens?
Yeah, I knew you were looking for the joke.
Gotcha. Okay. Hospital called. Your culture is positive.
That'd be like an immaculate STD if I got one right now, right?
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah, right?
Oh, the immaculate infection.
If it wasn't for porn, I forget what pussy looked like.
You know, speaking of porn,
yeah.
You know how dedicated and devoted I am to Trixie, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I am so dedicated and devoted to her that I only watch porn with guys in it.
Well, that's dedication. I mean, you won't even look at another naked female.
Exactly.
You are so dedicated.
I am. Only naked men.
Well, that's a level of dedication I will never know, my friend.
God, the Immaculate Infection.
Yeah. It's a show title, first of
all. It is. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you suppose the divine creator would miraculously infect you with? What do you think he's going to give you?
Oh.
The herpaderp?
No.
The nail?
This is a good topic of discussion.
Yeah, it really is. What do you deserve? AIDS.
That's what I deserve.
HIV.
As much condomless fucking as I did throughout the 80s and 90s.
You deserve HIV and about 10 more kids.
You ain't lying. Deserve. I guess that would be it. AIDS would be it. Yeah, I think in the 80s I had the Sebastian Bach philosophy.
Yeah?
Yeah, AIDS kills fags. Kills dead. Fags, yeah. Dead.
I'm sorry, still one of the best t-shirts I've ever fucking seen. Yeah. Oh, goddamn, that was funny.
The well, they made a point of saying a lot in the 80s, especially that AIDS doesn't discriminate. And that's true. But like most STDs, it is awfully choosy.
Yes.
And once I was, I don't know, in my later teens, I guess, and I realized, oh, if you're not taking dick in the ass, you're not shooting up with Puerto Ricans, by and large, you're going to be okay.
You'll be all right.
I mean, there's an exception to every rule.
Sure.
Right? But it's the exception that's, you know, oftentimes proves the rule.
Yeah.
So, no, I never gave a fuck about any HIV. I still don't.
Fucking bagless.
Bagless.
Bagless since 85.
That's another one. Boy, now I got a choice to make. Because that's a good one.
Immaculate infection is pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, bagless since 85.
If it was what I deserve would be HIV.
Yeah, but let's...
Because like I said on this show a few weeks ago, the percentage of girls I fucked with a bag is single digits lifetime.
Yeah.
I was bagless all the time.
Did you ever get the crabs?
Oh, yeah. I said on this show, a girl in high school gave them to me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Gave them to me. I'll have to beat nice that gift. Out. But yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Sure did.
How did you not know she had them? Didn't they fucking, like... snap at your tongue when you fucking went down there? Tastes like a clam bake down here, sweetheart.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I would go to a fair distance to fuck that girl tomorrow. Oh, that pussy was the best. Man. And I've had them all.
Yeah.
See, from the Godfather. What does he say? That's the Godfather. She's the greatest piece of ass I've ever known, and I had them all.
You know, Lemon auditioned for that.
Why have we not gotten that done? What is keeping us from doing this?
I don't know.
How did it ever get this far? I don't know.
I'm overdue to watch The Godfather.
Yeah, I watch about once a month anymore, it seems. I just turn it on. And...
I just bought part two on Blu-ray, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally. It's been a while.
It's been a while since I've watched part two. I watched part three here a while ago, and that will be the last time I watch it.
That's dog shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
Coppola just put out a re-edit of it.
Really?
Last year or two, yeah. I've not watched it.
Hmm.
I don't know that the bones are good enough that if you re-edit it, it's going to be...
You could make something out of it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, but
yeah.
That Sofia Coppola fucking just... she's so bad.
It takes you out of it.
Mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she is not good. She's a director now, though, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something else about part three that kind of irritated me a little bit. Jesus Christ. Who played Michael?
Pacino.
Pacino. Thank you. By the time they did part three, Al Pacino had become Al Pacino.
Yeah, he was an old man.
Hoo-ah! You know, he had his thing down. And
thing.
It was, I almost had a hard time believing that that was the same guy that played, you know, young Michael Corleone. He was just a different actor by then. He was still good, but I don't know.
The Virgin Suicides. These are directed by Sofia Coppola. The Virgin Suicides, Lost in Translation, which I hear is very good, but I've not seen it. Marie Antoinette. Somewhere. The Bling Ring. The Beguiled. And On the Rocks.
Hmm.
So she's not made a movie I've heard of since 2003.
What was the one that you said was supposed to be good?
I've heard Lost in Translation.
I've heard of that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good.
Hmm.
But I've not seen it.
Yeah,
Bill Murray's in it. Young, delicious. Scarlett Johansson is in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, young Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Like, watch. Look, even though you're not into it, I get it. Watch Iron Man 2. Because it's her first time in the comic book movie. And she's jumping around, throwing punches, and she's like 24 or 25 or whatever.
Nice.
It is delicious. Oh, man.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. Young Pussy is where it's at. Now, that's another thing. You know, like, you pay for Young Pussy. Why would I pay to fuck chicks my own age? Why would I do that? If you're going to pay...
Yeah, if you're paying, get what you want.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
This ain't a soup kitchen where you take what they ladle into the fucking bowl. They have a pussy soup kitchen for old timers?
Yes. How about Hoover? The pussy soup kitchen.
You got them sitting around the table with their legs spread open, just simmering, waiting for you.
Oh, simmering. You know, I don't tell you. Speaking only for myself, I don't want my pussy to be simmering at all.
Soup kitchen. A puss kitchen.
Puss kitchen.
A puss kitchen.
Yes. Just simmering.
Crotch kitchen.
Simmering is not a
simmering.
Word I want to hear in relation to pussy. It's just
moist simmering pussy.
Just too
tantalizing.
Simmering. Ugh. I barely want my soup to simmer.
You put it up to a rolling boil and kill off some of the bacteria.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What kept you from getting in the shower before you came to the pussy soup kitchen today, honey?
Lack of fucking indoor plumbing. The pussy soup kitchen.
You're a genius. God damn, it bugs me how much of a genius you are.
God damn. Take what they ladle into the bowl.
Well, why the fuck would I pay a girl my own age?
Well, exactly. That's stupid.
Have you seen chicks my age? First of all, they're car crashes. They're upright walking car crashes, these chicks. Why wouldn't you want to fuck a girl that's going to be complaining about her sciatica and how her hip hurts?
Oh, God. I can't get on my knees, so.
Yeah.
I just had those replaced a month ago.
Fuck. What do you want me to do? Get on top of a girl? I can't put my weight.
Flop around like a fucking idiot.
I'm not gonna.
Breathe heavy.
Well, I told you with Kylie, I had to stand up and give it to her because I figured if I got on top of her, I'd
you'd kill her. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd stand. I'm like, all right, flip over, you slob. Flip over. Let me watch my gunt bounce off your ass.
Just turn around and bend over. Trust me, you don't want to see this.
You don't want any part of this. Yes, I'm keeping the t-shirt on.
Oh, shit. God damn, that's funny. Yeah.
My cunt slap against your ass.
The rhythmic slap, slap, slapping of my cunt. Just close your eyes and think of some place nice. Give me a few minutes here.
And that's another thing. Why would I? Yeah, that's just it. Why would I subject? Why would I give some poor young girl PTSD by having to look at my fucking barrel-shaped carcass? I'm just trying to get my nuts to tighten on her stomach. Why the fuck would we?
Thought he was dead. He was all bloated and shit, but
the vein in his forehead was amazing. Like Route 66.
Like Route 66. Oh, boy.
Get your kicks on.
Wow. Holy shit. Yeah, you're not gonna pay for chick your age.
No.
What would you go up to? 30? Nah, not if you're paying. Why? Why if you're paying for it? No. You got to go for that. You know.
No, I'm telling you, if I'm paying like for pussy,
I mean, even you might even go like 17 and 363. You know, you might fucking go that route.
Might be the oldest I'd go. I'm paying. I'm also going to something I can't get in real life. I can fuck a regular girl. I can't fuck a 22-year-old. But I can fuck a slob who's fucking expectations are as low as mine.
Did you get Lenny and the Squig Tones worked into the
no,
fucking song?
Not yet. Maybe we could forget that, you know, we both want to die long enough to get a nut. You know, to fuck a girl my own age, get out of here. I'd rather fuck a girl who has, like, hopes and
dreams.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just selling pussy till I can afford to go to, I don't know, vet tech school or whatever the fuck they do. Who cares? Don't give a shit.
Vet tech school.
I don't fucking know what they do. What's a dream for a girl nowadays? I don't know. A young chick now.
I don't know. They have dreams?
I know a girl was about to have her second black baby by a second black guy.
No way.
She's like 24 and a half.
No.
She could not have been sitting home at 13 going, gosh, when I get older.
It's exactly how I want my trajectory of life to go.
I can't wait for consecutive unemployed pothead slobs to crawl on top of me and shoot their lazy seed into my fucking pussy. I can't wait.
Yep. Some of them like that shit. Don't get it.
A lot of them like that shit.
Don't understand it.
Yeah, but why would you fuck that guy when you can fuck a guy that's three times his weight and the cock is one-third as the size? Why would you not when you could fuck me? Okay, great.
And he's paler than Casper.
The white fat Albert? You want to fuck the white fat Albert?
Let's see, the white fat Albert. Hey, 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 baby.
Hey, 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 kids.
She looks at you and goes, did you get bit by a vampire or something? I recently had some bloodletting, thank you. That and some leech therapy.
What in the world? I'm still... What did you say? Leech
therapy? Leech therapy?
Yes.
Get those ghosts out of my blood.
I think there was the guy you were dating. So I've still got the Sofia Coppola Wikipedia page pulled up, and I looked over, and modeling caught my eye. So what is she? On the cover of Weird Mouth Monthly?
Yeah, she does have a weird mouth.
I don't know. For some, I'm really proud of myself for that joke. I don't know why, but it really hit me hard. Weird Mouth Monthly made me laugh.
Oh, oh, really, I think there's plenty of people we could put on the cover of Weird Mouth Monthly.
Yeah. Billy Bass.
Billy. Did you say Billy Bats?
Billy Bass.
Oh, Bass. I said Billy Bats. Go get your fucking shine box. You fucking mutt!
You motherfucker, you! Big Mouth Billy Bats.
So what fucking
baby?
Billy Bats do to you?
Sandra Bernhardt's got a weird
oh,
mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's going to be in the Weird Mouth Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah. Sandra Bernhardt.
Sandra Bernhardt, Big Mouth Billy Bass. Who else has got a weird mouth?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's got a weird mouth?
I think so.
All right, let's pull it up. Hang on. Yeah, I get. Yeah, I suppose. That's a really expressive, wide, cavernous fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, I just typed in celebrities with a weird mouth. And boy, a bunch of pictures popped up.
I just put in weird mouth celebrity.
God damn, is that who? That's, yeah, I'd like to shoot a load in her. Who is,
okay, now I'm not talking about pictures like this or anything. I want people to just have a weird fucking mouth. Keith Richards.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's fair. Oh, look at Toothless fucking, is that Halle Berry right there?
Jesus. Hello, beautiful. Oof. Goodbye, ugly.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I'd put Tom Cruise in there because yeah? I fucking hate him.
Who's that chick that's on, she was on Two Broke Girls.
Not Kat Dennings.
No, the older
the blonde
gal,
one.
The older.
Oh, the plate Stifler's mom.
Yeah,
with the big gazongas.
Like the 4th of July. What's that chick's name? She's in. God damn it.
Her character's name was Sophie, I think.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, what is her name? All you gotta do is look up Stifler's mom.
You're Jennifer Coolidge. Seth Meyers got a weird mouth, do you
fuck
think?
Yeah,
is that
does.
What it
got
is?
A weird mouth.
A weird mouth monthly.
You got a weird mouth, boy. You could put Colin Jost in Weird Jowl fucking magazine.
Now, just let's look up pictures of young Scarlett Johansson real quick, though. Let's do
well,
that.
Old Scarlett Johansson can still fucking get it, too.
You are not lying.
Jesus Christ, she's good looking.
Yeah. Funny how that pops right up on my screen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gracious.
Oh, my word. Oh, my stars.
Oh, my stars. Oh, my God. That one right there.
That one?
Yeah. The red. Oh, my God. Wow. What is she now? 38? It's over.
Yeah.
I'm into
look at that.
Yeah, that's why you want to watch Iron Man 2, oof. Dude. I'm telling you. She's kicking ass all over that movie. 38, she's finishing the business. That's why I like what the fuck is the girl that was in Black Widow with her?
Do they just run around and slam shit over there? Doors and stuff and probably slamming those fucking kids' heads against the fucking pavement.
Florence Pugh is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, quick on that Florence Pugh Black Widow. Oh, yeah, that.
Jesus Christ, she looks like Scarlett Johansson.
I'm telling you, my load would fucking cascade.
Oof.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
That does it for Daddy. That's the way. that's the reason to watch Black Widow. It's a, it, you know, it's an average movie, but those two are in it together.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Oops, sorry. You're going to find her topless and stuff, too, every now and then.
Zach Braff. She, it, oh, she split up from him. Good.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's
I
too
guess.
Bad.
I don't
oh,
fucking
that's,
know.
That's too bad. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got those pictures saved in my phone,
of
trust me.
Of course you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good pervert.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, how old is she now? Fucking old maid, she finished in the business also? How old is she now?
Twenty-eight? I don't know.
Oh. January 3rd. 1996. She is 27. Close. Just about over.
Look at that.
Which one am I looking at? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's not better.
Yeah, that's now go after this. Put Black Widow after that.
Tell me how to fucking navigate the interweb.
Well, you got two screens. You can't use either one of them correctly. So fucking tell me how to help you.
Images. There. Oh,
that's it right there.
Black
buddy.
Widow.
That's the stuff right there, buddy.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a dude.
No. That's the one.
Yes.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
You're half a fag if you think she looks like a dude. You want that to be a dude because you're
better
gay.
Be half of one than all of one.
I politely disagree. Oh, yeah. That's it. She's just jumping around, kicking ass for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the way.
Licking ass.
I wish I was young enough I could jerk off to Black Widow. Because it's just two hot chicks fighting, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, I wish I could.
You can.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because it's not, you know, I'm not young enough to. I couldn't get hard for that movie anymore if I was 20.
I frown on that in the theaters anyway.
Yeah. Especially if you're Pee Wee Herman or. God damn it. Fred Willard.
Oh, yeah, Fred Willard. Real people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real people.
I get it, you know. I guess I get it when Pee-wee got caught, but to be Fred Willard and get caught like 5 years ago when there's so much available at home, I mean, granted, he's an older guy, but come on.
I don't get it.
What are we doing whacking our mule in a theater?
Well, you're going to a porno theater. What are you going to do? Just sit there and watch the movie? And go, oh, yeah, I'm just here to rate the movie and write up a review. No, you're going there to fucking jerk off.
Was he in a porn? Well, who's going to a porn theater then?
Back before porn was.
No, I'm talking about Fred Willard.
I'm talking about anybody. You're going to a porn theater. It's not like you're going there to review the movie.
You can't whip your cock out in a fucking public place, you menace. Fred Willard arrested after caught with pants down in adult movie theater. This was in 2012. I thought it was 5 years ago.
What? It was 11 years ago. What the fuck? You said 5 years ago. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you're right.
It felt like, did it not feel like 5 years ago?
Dude, everything feels like 5 years ago.
Yeah, and it's all 12 years ago.
Oh my God. It's 12 years or longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you hate that you can say 30 years?
Fuck.
And that's an acceptable amount of time, like, you can remember? That's doesn't seem to make sense to me.
No. Dude, it still blows my mind that I'm in my 50s. I don't, there are days I don't believe it. There's no way that I'm this old already. No fucking way.
No, especially as fucking childish as we are.
Exactly. Something's got to be wrong. It's that fucking it's that CERN super collider put us into a different dimension. Bullshit. We should still be in your fucking apartment concocting this cockamamie plan.
Well, what plan? I mean, plan suggests there was forethought and...
There was forethought.
In 1995, Hugh Grant was arrested for lewd conduct.
Lewd.
After picking up a prosty. Oh, I forgot George Michael 3 years later, 98, public bathroom.
That's right.
Let's see. I forgot about that. Willard's lawyer tells TMZ that the actor did not violate any laws inside the theater and that he will be working vigorously.
Yeah,
he will.
He was working vigorously. Working
to drop that load.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get that poison out.
Gotta get that. But again, how old was he, though, in fucking 2000? He was 72 and still trying to come.
Exactly. Gotta get it out.
That's depressing to me.
What, that you're going to be in your 70s still wanting to fucking pull out a load?
Are you not depressed by that concept?
No. Whatever.
I hope, I like to think that at 72, I'll be jerking off and it will strike me as so comedically ridiculous that it will just never happen
again.
You
mean like you'll finally grow up?
No. 72. Oh, God. Oh. Well, I need to come. Do you?
Yeah.
Great grandpa. Do you?
All right. Grandpa's going to go into the bathroom now. You kids just play.
I miss gumming pussy. Do you?
I missed it. Hot pot of simmering pussy.
Simmering pussy? God. Oh, man. Just 72. Oh. I wouldn't jerk off now.
Dude, that's only 20 years away.
For you. 22 for me.
Oh, pardon me.
No, but
youngster.
I mean, come on. You don't honestly think that. Do you hope for that biological need?
No, I don't hope for it, but I don't really care.
No, oh, God.
I don't hope for it.
I need to get that poison out. Hold on. Let me get my dentures into this poly grip.
Yeah, you think you got lube and it's accidentally put the poly grip in your hand.
You gotta put a fucking orthopedic sleeve on your elbow to jerk off. How was that acceptable?
Put one on your cock, too. I'm going to put a splint on that fucker.
A splint. God. I do genuinely hope that I hit an age where...
Let's say that you're at 72 and you actually really do want to jerk off. But at 72, your body's done. Done with that shit. Can you imagine how dialed in you'd have it to get fucking hard and actually pull that off, literally? You would have to have it so fucking dialed in.
Yeah, I suppose. Orthopedic sleeve. Who's texting me? You're here. My buddy Rob just sent me a picture of a VHS tape from a video store that was opened 30 years ago. Speaking of 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Said blast from the past. Fucking point. Good. Cut. Good. I hope it goes away before I'm 60. But I surely don't want to be 72. Like, well, I better. You fucking. Get out of bed, all hunched over. Well, I better walk out to the couch and pull a load out.
Or.
No, man.
Or, that's how they find you, because you had a grabber.
But if I knew the heart attack was coming, I'd make every effort to get those pants up. Every human effort would be made. I mean... Come on.
Find your lifeless body with a little bit of fucking cum on the end of your dick like David Carradine. Except you wouldn't be swinging in a closet.
What if you just...
You'd just be fucking lopped over on your bed.
What if you just turn 70 and then you go, you know what I'm going to try today at 70? I'm going to try the old Carradine and see if it works for me.
Let's see what all the buzz is.
Yeah, all the fuss is about 45 years ago.
You're on the internet looking up autoerotic asphyxiation or whatever it's called.
Look, I know what I jerk off to now. I can't imagine what I'm going to jerk off to in 20 years. I mean, what's going to make me come in 20 years?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have it fucking dialed in.
Oh, dialed in.
I mean, yes. I'm dialed in.
Yeah, I'm going to have animatronic fucking...
Get you a sex robot.
Say, yeah, tell him about the sex robot.
Get yourself a Fister Roboto.
Yeah.
A Fister Roboto. Jesus Christ. It's such a good joke. God.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's about time to watch season one of Archer again.
Is it?
Oh, it's so good, that first season.
I only watch
Second
it.
One's good, too.
I only watch it when I'm out of work. Which, you know, everything. Yeah. 3 to 5
But what
years.
I have seen, Isis is a distant second to Odin. Very,
very distant.
Well, what about the groundbreaking work Dr. Krieger is doing for Isis in our Applied Research Division?
Yeah, tell him about the sex robot.
The what?
Yes, the what?
I call him Fister Roboto.
But it doesn't just fist.
What?
Tell him.
He's a fully integrated, multi-fetish artificial being.
That is the most disgusting...
And the best part... is that he's learning.
Didn't Krieger put his finger on fucking...
Yeah, he goes... Utney.
Utney's lips. Yeah. The best part is he's learning.
But it's the Pope's fault you won't let me wear a condom.
Why don't you wear a vasectomy?
This again? Don't you want a grandkid?
Well, if I did, I'd just scrape all your previous mishaps into a big pile and knit a onesie for it.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I've been fasting and I'm edgy.
Still, though.
Sterling!
Okay.
Holy shit.
I have almost never laughed harder than that line of that episode. I laughed very hard.
I don't know. There's a lot of good ones in that Excelsior episode. Your Veely vulva?
Nice read, Velma.
Yeah.
Captain Lammers! Yeah.
He keeps slapping people's lighters out of their fucking heads.
And they all go, ooh!
Captain Lammers!
Nice read, Velma.
Captain Lammers.
Captain Lammers! Can we take a break here and take a piss?
I do need to urinate, yes.
We'll see you next week on TGO Radio. I gotta play the thing.
Oh.
Oh, show's over?
Oh, yeah, show's over?